The US Vice President J.D. Vance has warned Europeans that what he called their excessive regulation of artificial intelligence could strangle the technology, and he rejected content moderation as authoritarian censorship. He was outlining the artificial intelligence policies of President Donald Trump's administration at an international AI summit in Paris. Let's hear some more of what he's been saying.
Many of our most productive tech companies are forced to deal with the EU's Digital Services Act and the massive regulations it created about taking down content and policing so-called misinformation. And of course, we want to ensure the internet is a safe place, but it is one thing to prevent a predator from preying on a child on the internet, and it is something quite different to prevent a grown man or woman from accessing an opinion that the government thinks is misinformation. Meanwhile, for smaller firms, navigating the GDPR means paying endless legal compliance costs or otherwise risking massive fines.
US Vice President J.D. Vance, our Europe editor Tony Connolly joins us. Tony, what's the purpose of this summit?
They've had a number of these summits, Rachel, looking at the AI sphere and, you know, how society, governments, academics should respond to the frontiers of AI just being pushed more dramatically and more quickly every year. So at previous summits, there has been an emphasis on, you know, the risks to humanity if the intelligence of robots and artificial intelligence in general would supersede human agency in many spheres. But really the big theme this year is on regulation, and that's, I suppose, against the backdrop of Donald Trump, US president, aggressively asserting US dominance in the sphere and complaining about EU regulation in a number of sectors. And so I think this is also an opportunity for Europe to look at its own place in the AI race. And, you know, while Europe has many AI champions and startups, it is falling behind the US and China when it comes to venture capital and so on. And I think this is an opportunity for President Emmanuel Macron to say Europe has to deregulate and to boost innovation and to boost the capital in terms of, you know, finding startups, scaling up tech companies to make sure Europe is competing. And that was one of the big themes today.
Micheál Martin is also there. What's he been saying?
Well, he was saying that innovation was really important, but that, you know, there had to be a balance between innovation and regulation. And he said, particularly when you're applying AI to the public sector, say, for example, in the health sphere, privacy is still very, very important. And that's an issue that he says is evidence that you still need good regulation. Now, he said that AI was akin to the printing press and to the Industrial Revolution in terms of it being something that was both frightening but also highly beneficial. And he said, of course, in the health sector, there can be major advances thanks to AI in diagnostics, in clinical management of diseases and chronic illnesses and so on. He was able to have a few words with J.D. Vance at a dinner last night, the U.S. Vice President. He met him again on the margins of the meeting today. But I think he would have a mainstream view that, yes, Europe needs to deregulate more in order to boost innovation, but that you still need a proper system, a proper framework, so that people can actually trust AI and how the role it plays in their lives.
Tony, thank you. That was our correspondent, Tony Connolly, in Paris.